Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. I've got a big month here, and I'm really excited to kind of dive into some deeper topics, if you will. Tonight, as you can see, we're going to be talking about suicide and how suicide has taken so many of our loved ones in our lives. Or the fact that at some point in our lives, some of us have thought about ending our lives and just kind of starting over and hitting that reset button. This definitely is not going to be one of those perky, fun, exciting shows that I normally do where my energy is super high, because when I'm in this type of vibration, when I'm working with energies that have passed of suicide, drug and alcohol overdoses, sudden deaths, I allow myself to be submerged in that energy and allow myself to be on that lower vibration, which is okay because I have learned over the years how to navigate through that. I actually noticed during this quarantine, we've had, you know, pretty much a year now, to be able to go within about my connection with my angels, connection with archangels. In my readings, the angels are coming in more. Spirit team connection is becoming so clear and so easy. It's just effortless for me. But what I noticed is that when I go into a mediumship reading with a client who has someone who's passed of a lower vibration, it takes me a minute to adjust from the high vibration to be able to really move into that lower vibration. I really want to make sure you guys understand that lower vibrational energies are not demons. They're not those ones that are out to hurt us. They're not the ones that you feel have turned all the lights on in your house in the middle of the night and left all your cabinets open, like with the movie with the Sixth Sense. Lower vibrational energies are energies that I have seen since I was age 5. They were scary. I didn't understand what was happening. And then I realized as time evolved that these energies saw my light and knew I was supposed to be doing something to help them, but they didn't understand that I just was not in that place at such a young age to be able to help them. And what I mean by helping them is to be able to connect with them, be able to hear their story, to be able to feel their anger, to feel their emotions, and understand why they passed in that way that they had. And at the same time, understanding that, yes, from my perspective, that is this show. So I welcome comments. I welcome dialogue. But I also welcome respect. And I respect you guys as listeners, as you guys, you know, I'm hoping respect my views as well. But I will never push my opinions on anyone else because you don't experience them the way I do, just as I don't as you. But at the end of the day, I know what I've worked with. I know the energies that come through. I know the validation that I get from client after 6-7 years of doing this really full time and being in that situation to where these people are calling me and they don't know why. They don't understand what's going on. And so with that being said, you know, this show tonight is going to be talking about something that a lot of us mediums, psychics, don't dive into, that a lot of us just don't want to dive into. Now, okay, so I did take peer counseling my senior year in high school. That is the only type of therapy training I have had. I took a psychology class in high school and college. That's it. What I get is strictly from a soul level purpose, a soul level connection with spirit on the other side in conjunction with the individuals that I am reading. So I was actually going to do a fun show tonight, and I had LaShawn, our intern, slash just absolute wonderful person in the whole wide world, giving away some bracelets and stuff. And, you know, it didn't quite pan out that way. We had taken the past couple days to be able to get away. And I mean, get away in quarantine mode. And one of my favorite places to go to is a cemetery. And I know that sounds weird for some of you, but some of you really do resonate on that level. I find that I can connect. I find that I can meditate, that I can fully express my emotions in a place like that. I don't want to say I enjoy the energy vibration of a cemetery because it is a place of sadness and sorrow and loss and grief, but I can connect there. And I'm okay with saying, you know, cemeteries are one of my go-to places. You're going to see me at the cemetery or you're going to see me at the beach if I'm going to really want to connect for me. And so we went to a cemetery that was new out here in California. We live, you know, out in Oceanside. We went to a cemetery, I think, off of El Camino Real. We'll have to get that for you. But there's many cemeteries around here. And the minute that we drove onto the property, I felt uneasy. And I've never had that happen. And it was just a bizarre feeling. I was with Spirit Walker Nicole, and you know, it was getting to be closing time. And we were just kind of like, let's just kind of get out of our space right here. It is a good place to go during quarantine to do some meditating and stuff as well, because that's not somewhere that people flock to. So we decided that we would just kind of, you know, walk. And what I love to do is I love to walk and I love to make connections with each one of the people that have a headstone that I'm drawn to. And I feel into the energy of that space. Now, for me, I do not walk into a cemetery, and I am a firm believer in what I have learned in my own experiences, that our loved ones are not sitting at the cemetery waiting for us to arrive. They do love it when we can come and connect, because that's that final place of rest for them. And so they will join us. And sometimes I have a hard time when there are people sitting there and maybe having their lunch or just sitting there and absorbing the energy and having the conversations with their loved ones, because those spirits are with those individuals. And so I kind of just have to turn off the spidey senses and allow myself to just be in the moment and be in the grace of the land. I know that with Spirit Walker Nicole, time and time again, she says that she is our angel connector. She connects with angels and guides more so than I do on a higher level. And she says angels are always around the cemeteries. But also remember that they're around us all the time. So if you don't have a loved one buried at a cemetery, that's okay. They're still going to be around us. They're still going to be around your loved ones. But I felt a gigantic angelic energy come through at this cemetery. And it was Archangel Azrael. And that is the archangel of death and also rebirth and grief. So those of you that aren't familiar with Archangel Azrael, please do some research, because it isn't the Grim Reaper that comes in and takes our loved ones. It is an archangel who was there that has a job and a duty and really is so respectful in that process, but also can help us who are living in the grieving process as well, and to help make that transition easy for spirit. And he really said, there's a lot of heaviness here. And we had a meditation and a conversation about the land that all of these graves were on. You know, it was a cemetery to where I've never been, where there were so many young people between the ages of their mid-20s and mid-40s. Now I'm 44. So let me tell you, a little bit of that started to sink in for myself as well, right? And hearing the stories of those people that have passed, I allow myself to connect with them and invite them in if they want to. And that really kind of brought me into a space of somber. We tried to go to a park and take a walk, and I couldn't even do that. Like, I could not be there. We ended up going to the beach, where that's where I connect, and I was able to bring my energy back up. But that night we came home, and we were planning our Shades of Spirit show, which is on currently Monday mornings at 8 a.m., but don't be surprised if you see some changes for that as well. And so I became angry and frustrated and just like threw my hands up. I had already had a different plan for Eye of Soul. I was in a funk, I'm not going to lie. And so I decided, you know what, I need to go take a Epsom salt bath. I need to disconnect. I need to do some self-care for myself. I need to release and transmute this energy that is within myself, okay? So with that being said, then I became even more angry. I'm not going to lie, I was pissed off. I've got my phone, my headphones. All I wanted to do was find some sort of mindless Netflix show. Yeah, there's a couple in there that I like. And just let go, like just escape. But you know what? Couldn't get into Netflix. And so now I'm like, are you effing kidding me, people? This is not okay. So I'm talking to my spirit team. And they're like, just relax. So I've got the candles going. And finally, I decided to hit YouTube up. And I'm checking our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit. And I'm like, I really love our latest meditation, Crossing the Rainbow Bridge. I love how we, you know, incorporated that with along with a channeled message from Spirit Walker Nicole. So if you haven't heard it, please go to our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit, to do so. And all of a sudden, a song by Lady Gaga came on. and it was Million Reasons. And I'm a Lady Gaga fan, but it's not my go-to music. And I listened to it, and it was the live version of the Saturday Night Live that she did. And I went back and I was searching for it. And I was starting to become so emotional in that process. And then I found another clip where she was with Howard Stern and talking about the song and how it resonated across people across the world for the meaning behind the song of which she wrote. And then it hit me that this song also relates to people who have passed from suicide. And all of these energies started coming in. And I don't have that. Usually it's one or two at a time. And they were all here. And they were talking to me and talking to me. And I knew then that my show needed to change course. It needed to change focus. And so I was flooded with this emotion, with this energy, with the way that I perceived the song to go. And then looked up the lyrics of the song. And then allowed myself to be in that moment. So I'm going to leave you with the lyrics of the song. We're going to take a quick break. And then I have letters from individuals that I have worked with in spirit from the other side in regards to their passing of their own hand. The song lyrics that brought me to this place was, "Head stuck in a cycle. I look off and stare. It's like I've stopped breathing, but completely aware. Because you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons about a million reasons." And for her, it was on the relationship aspect of it. Give me one to hold on to. And for me, that's exactly how spirit comes to me when they are in that modality. So I'm going to see you guys right after this break. We're going to hear from some spirits and their letters to their loved ones who have passed from suicide right after these messages.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? I'm looking for a sign. A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place? That is the most familiar to your soul? In the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to? Someone God gave a blessing to? That you may find insight with? TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerator program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Now, tonight is a little bit of a heavier conversation. It's one that the reason why I wanted to actually branch out and do Eye of Soul Radio was because I have a unique ability, and that is to be able to see into lower realms. It's definitely not like what you see on TV. Now, can some of that happen? Absolutely. You know, lower realms doesn't mean demonic activity. It doesn't mean let's stir up the pot and see what we can get tonight. And if they scratch us or scare us and we're running out screaming of a building, they've accomplished their goal. For me, it's about respect. It's about understanding the individuals that have passed. There have been some jerks, I'm not going to lie, that I've come into contact with. I have been scratched numerous times with the three scratch marks. I've had bruises on house clearings of a hand. And yet I still work with those individuals. I live in a base of empowerment and not fear. And it did take me until I was in my late 30s to understand that. And working with different, you know, mediums and psychics and understanding their ways, and then taking little bits and pieces of it and building my own, you know, interpretation of how spirit works. But I have always been in contact with the black shadows. I've always been in contact with the ones that I want to leave the TV on, the hall light on as a child, my door cracked open, and lived under the blankets. And I know so many of you have either experienced this or have children that experience it. And I want you to know that I'm here to help. I just did a past life reading on a four-year-old. I just listened to a five-year-old talk about the light and dark shadows and how sometimes they're half and half and how she works with them. It is coming in a lot hot and heavy. It's faster because the veil is thinning between where our emotions are. So this topic with being suicide is not one that we talk about often. I tell you my story from my perspective, from my experiences. And that's all I ask is for you to listen and to maybe, you know, ponder those thoughts and wonder. What they hit me with next was it originally I had titled the show, I Fell to Suicide. And the next day they were like, nope, suicide took my loved one. Because a lot of us feel as though suicide has taken something from us. Drug and alcohol overdoses as well. The drugs and the alcohol took this loved one from us. The sudden death, the accidents, right? That accident took my loved one from me. And so then I decided to sit down and do a meditation. And I started to write this out yesterday and I couldn't do it. I had to walk away. And so I focused today and did a meditation today. And allowed myself to invite in any and all spirits that I've worked with. So I know that this is a genuine message because I can validate it and it had been validated by my clients to tell us from their perspective. So I'm not going to lie. I got the tissues out. I don't know how long I can keep it together because it is such an area that I have been through myself. In high school, we had two people who committed suicide. Those are people between the ages of 16, 17, right? That's young. That's the age of my kids. So when I started really tuning into this, it really hit me at that core level. Like I lost someone to suicide from her own hand, obviously it's suicide, at the age of 17, and my daughter just turned 18. How does that feel as a parent? I put myself into those shoes, and yet I'm here to listen to that message. So the first one is actually from a friend of mine who now has become part of my spirit team and helps guide me and direct me. But it took her many, many, many years to get to the point where she felt worthy of being a guide of sorts and learning that the life lessons that she had were definitely difficult ones. And the life choices she made, you know, were actually for her own highest and best. So I'm going to read what three people have said to me. They are in spirit. I still consider them people. They're still someone that walked the earth. They still have lessons they need to learn. But this was for those of us that knew her. And I do have a close friend, and I hope you get to see this tonight or at least watch it again. I'll message you again and let you know. but she came in. And for the privacy of the families, I'm not going to use names. But the letters are, I fell to suicide. She said, it wasn't that I didn't want to die. And it wasn't that I wanted to live. I want to live. It was that I wasn't living. I may have seemed strong on the outside. Made you laugh, poke fun of you, smiled, did my homework, got good grades. You had no idea how my heart felt. The heaviness was tearing my insides apart. I felt alone, lost, and unwanted. The day before she decided to take her own life, I was coming out of high school, backpack on, getting in my car. We were juniors in high school. She looked at me and said, oh my God, you like Joe? Like, oh, are you kidding me? I've seen the way that you two do googly eyes. And she's poking fun at me. And, you know, we're laughing and we're joking. I'm like, I know, I know. And she's just like, oh my goodness. And we had those last minute conversations. She was on the color guard team, I was on the color guard team and she was on the letterette team. So we spent so much time together and she just knew everything about everybody. And had that smile. And I remember her sitting on that concrete and those magnificent blue eyes looking at me and her laughing at me. Fast forward about 8-9 hours later, it's dark. I hear the phone ring and I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's 17. You understand the phone rings at 9-10 o'clock at night. It's probably not good news. And I hear my mom next door, who's the team mom, break down. My mom comes in and says, well, so-and-so took her life tonight. I was one of the last conversations that she had before she went home with her plan on how she was going to pass. I was one of those last ones who got to see her smile, and yet deep down inside didn't know to the degree that she was hurting. When we did her year anniversary of her death, it was amazing. She was adopted. And I turned around and I said hello to her adopted parents and looked next to her was a woman in her 50s, maybe, who looked exactly like her. And I was floored. I was introduced to her. That was her biological mother who lived not far from where we were. She talked about the mental issues that have gone on in the family and some of the things that, you know, she wouldn't have known. Now I know there's more to her story. I've talked to her. I'm not at liberty to share that because I respect even the dead's story. But to know that even my own family came back a year later, we released balloons with letters to her. And she was so lost and alone and felt unwanted, even though she had adoptive parents. And what went on from there, you know, we don't know. But that hit me pretty hard. I tuned into another male energy and he comes in once in a while. And I really do like his energy. He's freaking awesome. And I was sitting at his mom's kitchen table and I was just getting started of building the business. So I was doing readings for $50 during the month of December so that I could connect with people. And those were probably some of my most profound readings. These people had such gratitude that they could get a reading for $50 as opposed to what you can get a reading for nowadays, right? And all of a sudden I said, somebody lost their life in their backyard. They actually took their life. And she said, yes. And she welled up with tears. He was probably 20, 21. He came in and he said, I want this message to go to my mom and my grandmother. Now, whether this will make it there or not, I don't know. I don't have their contact anymore. It was years and years ago. And he said, I may have messed up in my life. You feel like you failed. You didn't. I failed you. I couldn't keep up the act. Instead, I acted out. I had a family and still sought another. They said they were my brothers, but brothers don't ask the things that they did. They were not there for me like you, and yet I walked out that door every night to be with them because I felt they understood me. I was wrong. I am sorry to have done this at home. I didn't want you all to come home and see me like that, but this was my home. I didn't know where else to go. I am healing. I am starting to see the light again. I watch you have your coffee and talk to the birds. I am there. Why can't you see me? He's still trying to get her attention, but the grief and what she saw has so taken over her life. And yet he's still there with her. He's still around and he understands the lessons that he missed. And he's trying to still make that amends. The last one was tough because I have definitely known people in my life who have left this earth from cancer or from illnesses, right? And this is from a husband to his wife. And he said, I couldn't let you hurt anymore. We could have drawn this out, yet we knew the outcome. I still had the fight in me. That's why I left. I left on my terms, not the doctors, not the specialists, not the new drugs. I was not a guinea pig. You having to dress me, wipe my ass, change my bedding, all staying strong. But I heard you crying every night in the bathroom. You wiped your tears and came out to do it all over again. That wasn't in our vows. That wasn't what we had planned. That story was to keep you strong. You work on earth. It is what you're supposed to be doing. You are free and I am free. They forgive here. I wasn't scared. I took my pride. I became humble again and faced the music. Babe, the music is beautiful. These are three different messages from three different suicide victims who I have worked with their families who have come through to share their messages on all different levels. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how we can be in a space of forgiveness. We're also going to be in that space of how did this happen? How could I have let this happen? If you guys are interested, you can book a reading with me on shadesofspirit.com. We do past life readings, regular readings. You can book a reading with Spirit Walker Nicole as well. She's going to connect with your angels, your spirit guides, and the occasional past loved one that comes in. But check us out on shadesofspirit.com, and I will get back with you guys right after this break.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to I Have Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Let's all take a breath because that's the biggest part. LaShawn, you're right. Take a breath. We can get through this. We can do this. I moved a lot of energy out. I transmuted a lot of energy the past few days on this topic. I've also had to stay in a lower vibration in order to continue to connect on that level. And that is, you know, it's a catch-22 for me. Because I know that I can help my clients. I know that I can give a little bit of peace or a little bit of forgiveness on both ends. I also know the spirits that are there, I can help as well. I get referred out from multiple mediums when they're doing readings and somebody really wants to hear from someone who has passed from suicide, drug or alcohol overdoses, sudden deaths, that are walking in a space of lower vibration or lower realm, right? And for me to tap into that, I do have to bring myself down. I have to remember those times that I felt the lowest as well. And that is a tough space to be in. And at the same time, when I finish these readings, I will go out and ground myself and transmute that energy and connect with my angels and my spirit guides and bring my energy back up and then feel so honored that I have been blessed to have this gift. Now, I understand, you know, religious connotations and our belief systems. The gentleman who came through, I'm not going to call him a boy because he was his late teens, early 20s that came through. She was very Catholic, very religious. And one of her first questions was, you know, when you guys watch me read, when you get to work with me on that one-on-one basis, even if it's through Zoom, you will be able to tell where I'm tapping in by where my focus is going, because I'm seeing them through my clairvoyance, my mind's eye at different realms, different levels. And so I kept looking down and she looked at me and she grabbed my hand and she said, "Is my son in hell?" And we're going to get to that in segment 4. But no, that isn't quite how spirit works, at least from my perspective. I can bring people through who have been murdered. I can bring people through who are murderers, who have been molesters, who have been in these lower spaces, whether they have done it to someone else or vice versa. And are we going to heal everyone and continue their ascension? Well, not immediately. Sometimes we can, but it takes part on you guys as well to connect with them. So we need to remember that we are not responsible for those who take our own lives. And I have to tell you that even getting as emotional as I do when tapping into my friend who had lost her life by her own hand, that there is some sort of responsibility. I will still feel it this day. I should have known she was hurting. I should have understood what was going on. And yet it was like a normal conversation on an everyday day, right? We make a contract in spirit. And for those of you that I might lose at this point, just hang in there with me. Because I do believe in past lives. I do believe that we come back to learn life lessons. I do believe that if we take our own lives, that we will have to either learn them in spirit through those that are living, or we're going to have to come back and do some of those again. Karmic debt, you call it what you want, but it is about that life cycle. It's about ascending on the spiritual side of it, right? Sometimes our life lessons can overtake our human lessons. Sometimes we wrote out a bigger plan with our angels and spirit guides when we came in here and when we got into the human form, along with all the external things that are happening. Like this year has been an absolute downer, right? Between the pandemic, I mean, politics here in the United States. For those of you in Australia, it was the fires going on. There's so many things that are happening, war in other countries, that is bringing us down into these levels of just, ugh, right? And yet at the same time, those can amplify the life lessons that we were meant to learn when we figured out that contract with our team and said, this is what I want. And it just becomes too much. We either decide to take our own lives, right, as those that we've experienced who have lost their lives to suicide. Or sometimes we make huge life changes. sometimes they're not for the better. Sometimes we're going to be like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to self-medicate. I'm going to start, you know, drinking. I'm going to, you know, oh, let me sample some drugs. Let me do that. I obviously didn't do drugs. So I'm sure sampling drugs is not a term we use, but we find things, or we get in the car and we're just pissed off, right? We've had that argument once again, or we feel like we've lost control. And then all of a sudden we've lost control and we've hit a tree. I've read someone who took me through that entire experience. And the guilt they felt as soon as they passed, because they were like, what was I thinking, right? But that wasn't our responsibility. It was their life choices and their life path. You know, we take on the energy though. We find the guilt, we find the anger, and we find the fault within ourselves. And I know from personal experience and battling this for many years that this happens. And then hearing my clients talk about it and being able to sympathize with them as well is a very heavy space to be in. And yet at the same time, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If your loved one is still in a vibration of where they're not going to connect with their angels and their spirit guides, then so be it. But I'm not going to force it. I will pass along the message. I will give you ways that you can connect with those loved ones, because yes, you can. You can connect with these loved ones right at those moments that you're feeling your lowest and you're feeling that guilt and you're feeling that anguish within, right? When we're faced with suicide in our lives, we are left with so many questions. And the million-dollar question we ask, why did you leave? Why did you go? Why didn't you ask me for help? You know? And then we wonder, where is your head when you're in that space to take your own life? Were you in a cycle? What happened to your faith? Those of you that have families that are any type of religious beliefs to where this is like the ultimate sin of taking your own life, you're wondering, where was your faith? We went to church every Sunday. We prayed together. We connected. You know, where? What were you thinking? Also, questions come up of, how long did you allow yourself to feel alone? As in my friend who had passed by her own hand. You know, the gentleman with the letter to his wife, it was more of him reminding her how strong she was. He had no regrets. He moved right up the ranks of where he needed to go. How many of us have asked, how long did you have that plan? When I left that school that day, I wonder, how long did she have that plan? I don't know. And then it's one of those things too of who finds the person who passed. Did you plan it that way? And we asked that question. I actually just read a couple people in a family now, and they had lost someone who had hung themselves. And it wasn't supposed to be the person that found that individual hanging. It was supposed to be someone in their own home to come home to. But that person got hung up and asked for a welfare check from a friend of theirs. And that friend walked in and saw it. And so now the individuals on the other side hold that guilt and that pain and that anguish, because that wasn't what their plan was. But their plan wasn't necessarily to even do any of this, right? We asked, do you feel guilty? Where are you? Are you okay? How many of us have asked, did you make it to God or Source? And I know that goes for a lot of individuals with those religious backgrounds, because we were taught, we were trained, if you will, that there are different levels. Now, I'm not someone that has studied up on all religious backgrounds. I cannot speak on behalf of that, but I do know enough to know that there is a higher power, God, Source, whatever you want to call it. I did not call my higher power or Source God. I knew that there were angels out there. I knew that there was something else out there that was bigger than me. I also know that there are lower vibrations, but I have to be honest with you, it's a different vibration than what you think it is. But that's from my perspective, right? That's from me working in this field for so long and seeing it. With that being said, you know, we really want to understand what's going on. How is it connecting? Why? Why are we not in that space? And are you okay? Then we get the, why don't you visit me? Why did you leave me? Was I not good enough? Did I not give you enough? right? What could I have done differently? Those are all human emotions. Those are all human aspects of what we view life as being. And it's okay to ask those questions, to feel that. I want you to feel that. But I also want you to know that when we come back from break, that there is a different side that we don't see. It's just what we've learned or what we've been passed down from tradition to tradition, right? Now, we have a really cool show coming up on Monday, 8 a.m. from Shades of Spirit, Transformation Talk Radio. You can catch us there, our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, where we're going to break into forgiveness. And I have to tell you that Spirit Walker Nicole and I are not on the same page as forgiveness. And that's okay. You're going to hear her perspective, connecting with the angels, connecting with spirit guides, connecting with some loved ones on the other side, and connecting with her source. And you will hear my version of forgiveness, connecting on that level of human and below, and where we need to go with forgiveness and how we can move forward with forgiveness. But I definitely recommend you guys checking that out. You can catch us on Spotify, iHeartRadio. There's so many different Google modalities that we're on for podcasts as well. We have a Sacred Circle coming up this coming Sunday. I only have 3 spots left. These fill up every single month. I only take 10 people. And we give 15 to 20 minute readings per person. They're the spiritual check-ins. They're $25 a month. And people just get that oomph going for them. We also have a dream interpretation class on the 10th, which is awesome. If you're having a reoccurring dream or you want more information on dreams that you're having and connecting with your spirit team, they're going to give you the messages that you're looking for and keeping that. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday the 10th. So stay tuned, you guys. We've got one more segment to this episode, and I hope to clarify some more of your questions after these messages.
You've been listening. But are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Tonight's been a heavier topic, I'm not going to lie. Like, I knew that was going to be, I feel like, you know, the ugly girl cry hasn't happened yet, and that's because I'm trying to be in the professional mode, but the ugly girl cry has happened for 2 days in a row. When I work with these energies who have passed in what I call a lower vibrational state, it's not your grandfather who passed in his 90s, lived a great life. You know, maybe he was on hospice, but was okay with the timing of his passing to where I can see him move off with his spirit team and his angels and those loved ones that came around and just head straight up to where he needs to go. I've always been able to connect at a much different level. And I'm okay with saying that I know my place in this. Like, I have really worked hard the past year and a half of connecting with angels and spirit guides and building that relationship with them and being able to give these profound messages. But I find true to my heart of helping those souls on the other side who have passed in a lower vibrational energy. So I get asked a lot, you know, the thing for me is when we sit down for a reading, I don't want to know your information. I want to know who you are, and I allow spirit to take over. Maybe we pull a card to get into your energy, and then I start bringing through on the mediumship level who's coming through. And yet, when it comes down to people who have passed in a lower vibrational energy, they generally are behind me, and they are low. And there are realms, I believe, that we reside in even after the human form. So I don't believe that we pass no matter what and go to the pearly gates and allow someone up there with a clipboard to say, yes, you can continue, or now you're in damnation to hell. You know what hell is? It's our own personal version of it when we pass. We pass in a vibration and we stay in that vibration until we're ready to move forward. Now, you guys have heard me say this before, and I will not give up on this. I do not believe that we have not crossed over when we pass. Is there a limbo stage? I think what people are seeing from my perspective is where they've passed, where they reside in that vibration. But if you look up the definition of crossing over in the dictionary, right? We've left the physical body. We've crossed now into the spiritual side. Right? We're back into our etheric body, our higher self, whatever you want to call it. So many of us relate differently on that. But we have crossed over. But we've crossed over in a vibration in which we resided in at the time of our passing. I had a gentleman who passed. He was 98. Very, very Catholic. He definitely was ready to go home, right? Family was coming in. I was part of the end of his life doing readings with his family and then after his passing. So I know the family well. I know the spirit well because I tapped into that energy around him at the time of his passing. And you know what? It took some time for him to decide to go up because it was one of those things to where he was almost 100 years old. And when he was a child, he stole something. Or he didn't pay for something from some sort of market or convenience store, whatever it was back then. And he had that guilt within him. He was a fantastic man. He was humble. He worked hard. He raised his family. He gave whatever he could to anybody in the area he lived in. And yet that one thing hung him up when he passed because he was taught by his religious beliefs that we do not steal. And even being at 6 or 7 years old, that's a young age, we understand that. He wanted whatever that candy was or whatever the taffy, I don't remember exactly what it was, but he wanted that so bad and he knew that his mom wouldn't let him have it. So he put it in his pocket and he ate it when he got home and yet carried that guilt around. So it doesn't have to be someone that is in a state of mind to where they're just ready to throw in the towel. Is there a heaven and is there a hell? I definitely believe that there are higher powers that be. I definitely believe that we go up. I believe there are many layers to where we can go. I am so honor to be able to read someone whose relative has gone up to some of the highest levels and realms, because I get to interact in those. And it is so gratifying to know that they're there. But I have not seen a fiery depths of hell like you're going to see on shows. And these spirits to where it's just this demonic energy coming out. You know what it is? It's that they're still living in that inner hell within themselves. And so they need that love and light. How can we do that for them? If we know they were struggling, you know, I have a friend who contacted me, and it was actually someone that was within our community. She was very close to her. She took her own life with a gun, very detailed out to writing letters to her family, knowing that her husband would come home and find her that way. Okay, so you guys get what I'm saying, where she was going with this. And the first couple times that she came through, there was anger around it from both sides. And it was teaching people that we have to continue to talk to those who have passed in this passage. And if you're pissed off, be pissed off, people. That's okay. It's a human emotion. And allow that conversation to go on. But at the end, I urge you, I really urge you to send them love and light, to embrace them and to send them up. Remind them they have angels they came into this world with, into this life, and that they left with. Their spirit teams around them. Anytime I see someone in a lower vibration who will not allow themselves to embrace the angelic energy or the spiritual energy or the energy of their loved ones, are really in a low spot. And the more that we talk about them, the more I get validation from their loved ones, the more they can realize that we can hear and see them, they raise their vibration up. And it's so gratifying for me. I don't walk away from a single moment and think, well, just did my job. No, I think I am blessed to be able to be a part of these people's lives, both in spirit and in human form. But the more we talk to them, the more we raise their vibrations. And then they'll call us out and like, why isn't my picture, you know, with the rest of the family? And I've had a lady be like, oopsie, I'll get that out immediately and take a picture and show me. Like, they're there with us. They want to hear that we're okay. And yeah, you know what? We might be angry and allow that emotion to flow because they were just human and they're still feeling that, right? Where do souls go when they commit suicide? It depends on their space and where they're at. Not all stay in the vibration. They will stay in the vibration. They do a quick review of like, oh boy, okay, I've got some things I need to learn. Let's move on. Then they see their angels, the bright lights that come in for them, their spirit team, grandmother, grandfather, great-grandparents, maybe a sibling. And they're like, get your ass up here. Let's go. Let's move on. That is so gratifying. So they're not always in this vibration, but talk to them. They can hear you and they will find peace on the other side. It might take some time. Also, this has been a very tough time for so many different countries across the world. Suicide rates are extremely high. And I urge you guys that if you are feeling low, to reach out to someone. The National Suicide Prevention phone number, if you have thought about this, is 1-800-273-8255. We're going to put that up on as well. And that's if you need help, if you want guidance, if you need someone to talk to, and you aren't able to talk to someone within your immediate family or friend line, please, there are people out there. I have family and I have friends that are therapists that are very good go-tos as well. But if you're not in that space and you want to become anonymous, but you need to share what's on your chest, please give them a call. They've been going through this for so long, right? So I'm going to leave the show with that tonight. I'm really excited about next Wednesday's Eye of Soul Radio. It's 11 a.m. with KKNW, or AM/FM syndicated radio station. I will be interviewing songwriter, singer, Alexis Corey, right? If you have time, I recommend listening to her on Spotify. She just came out with a new album. Her new album is called I'll Sing, and that's Alexis, Corey. Listen to it before you get to come in and hear us do an interview about music therapy and how music can connect us and heal us as well. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I will see you guys Monday morning at 8 a.m. with Shades of Spirit, and then Wednesday at 11 a.m. with Eye of Soul Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and Shades of Spirit LLC. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.